In this video, we are going to understand why there is such a massive protest going on in France. What is the actual reason behind it? And if you stick around till the end of this video, I will discuss a very important topic that can benefit you. You've already seen it in the thumbnail. Without any further delay, let's begin. France has been experiencing massive protests and strikes over the French government's newly proposed pension reforms, which increase the retirement age from 62 to 64 years. More than 1 million people have taken to the streets across the country to oppose the changes. President Emmanuel Macron used his special constitutional powers to push his government's plan and raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 years, which means there will be 2 years increase in the number of years that workers must contribute to be eligible for a pension. Many older workers and retirees are particularly concerned about the changes, as they would have a significant impact on their ability to retire and enjoy their golden years. Younger workers and students have also joined the protests, as they fear that the changes will make it even harder for them to find work and establish themselves in their careers.
We have to block the country in a strong way that the government cannot ignore the people's will.
Now, this brings us to a very complex and controversial issue: whether giving a pension to older people puts a burden on young people joining the workforce. On one hand, providing pension benefits to older people is a significant cost for governments and employers, and it is true that younger workers may need to contribute more to the system in order to support those benefits. But then it is important to understand that pension benefits are a crucial component of the social safety net. It provides older people with financial security and dignity during their retirement age. Without pension benefits, many older workers will have no other choice but to work in order to support their living. This will take up jobs and opportunities that might otherwise be available for younger workers. Now, what you have to realize is that one day even the younger workers will become older workers, and even they will have to rely on the pension system for their own financial security. If today more and more young population join the workforce, they will be contributing immensely to this whole social safety net, and they are not only supporting older workers, but also investing in their own future. Of course, there will be costs and trade-offs involved, but then it is important to recognize the value of pension benefits. It provides security and dignity for older workers and ensures that younger workers will have a similar level of support in the future. We must realize that we are all in this together, and we all in some way or the other benefit from a strong and supportive social safety net. The French government recently increased the age limit for availing pension facility from 62 to 64 years, meaning that many older workers and retirees will have to work longer and contribute more to the pension system. Now, this could result in financial hardship and reduced quality of life in retirement. Imagine working 2 extra years after you had planned to retire. For many older workers, this will be a difficult burden to bear. Working longer may not be an option for those in physically demanding jobs or those who may have health issues. And as I said, if older people will not retire, then how will younger people replace them? It will be hard for younger workers to find work and establish themselves in their careers. That would lead to longer periods of unemployment, and they will have less time to build up their pension contribution before retirement. There is one more problem that happens when you increase the retirement age. Promotion would be greatly affected, especially in the government services, because people above you will get an extension and you will have to work more years in the same rank or position. That is the reason there is so much uproar in the streets of France. While the protests have largely been peaceful, but then in some places there have been some clashes between police and demonstrators, with tear gas and water cannons deployed in some situations. These protests are disrupting transportation and other services in the country. President Emmanuel Macron has defended the reforms, and he has said they are necessary to ensure the long-term sustainability of the pension system. Now, why did the French government do this? It is plain and simple. There are two big reasons. One, this is due to the economic downturn caused by the pandemic. And the second point is, which is the most important one, as part of the NATO alliance, France had no other option but to join the American bandwagon and go full swing against Russia. As you may know, France banned Russian energy imports. They gave money as well as military equipment to Ukraine. This all caused inflation, and that is the reason the French and German economy is experiencing an expected shrink. Now, as a result of that, the French treasury is facing a massive crunch, and that is what led to the passing of a new pension bill by increasing the retirement age. It is simple. If the economy is down, or if it wants to develop, for whatever reasons, then people will have to work more. So overall, this is the whole story behind the protests that are happening in France. Now, before I end this video, I'm going to address a very important topic as quickly as possible. I will discuss with you what are some other measures that a government can adopt or implement in order to ensure the long-term sustainability of the pension system. There are a couple of points. Number one, as you know, increasing the retirement age is one way of doing it. But then you are seeing what is happening in France. So anyhow, increasing the retirement age is one way of ensuring the long-term sustainability of the pension system. The second point is, what governments can do is they can adjust the contribution rates. When I say adjust, I mean increase, but not a drastic increase, because it can have both positive as well as negative impacts. Suppose the government increases the contribution rate, then of course, the government treasury will have more money, and that will help in sustaining the pension system for a longer period of time. But then there is a negative side as well. If you increase the contribution rate, this will put a financial burden on workers, especially those who are already struggling to make ends meet. And some private employers will find it difficult to hire new people or invest in other areas of the business because now they have to put more money in the employee's pension fund. Whatever percentage is deducted as pension amount from your salary, a similar matching contribution will be made by your organization. So naturally, if your contribution rate is high, then the employer will also have to match the amount, and that will put a burden on a company's operational costs. So ultimately, any decision to increase or adjust pension contribution rates should be carefully considered and balanced with the interest of different stakeholders. The third point is to diversify pension fund investments so that high returns can be achieved. In case you didn't know this, in many countries, the government invests a portion of the pension funds in financial markets to earn higher returns. If you see, pension funds are a large pools of money that are set aside to provide retirement benefits to employees. So what these professional investment managers of fund management companies do is, they invest pension funds in a range of financial assets such as stocks, bonds, real estate, and alternative investments such as private equity and hedge funds. The idea behind this is to grow the pension fund assets and generate enough income to support the pension payouts over the long term. Now you must also keep in mind that investment decisions made by pension funds can have a significant impact on the financial market. Now this is a tip for those who invest in stock markets. Large pension funds have the ability to move markets when they make major investment decisions. In the stock market, sometimes we wonder, right, why a particular stock is going up or why is it going down? It is because some major buying and selling are going on. It is rarely done by individuals. It is more often done by big organizations and fund management houses. Anyhow, so diversifying the pension fund investment in a wide range of financial assets is also an option for ensuring the long-term sustainability of the pension system. Although it is a risky business because financial markets are subjected to market risk, even then it is an option worth mentioning. The fourth point is, the government can introduce some reforms in the pension plan. For example, they can change the benefit formula. As you may know, retirement benefits take into account certain factors such as years of service, salary history, and age at retirement. Now, individuals can contribute to their retirement account as per their own needs and affordability. Almost in every country, the government is using this method. Individuals are given the choice to how much they want to contribute. Then the government can also reduce pension benefits for high earners. Although it is a controversial idea, but the reason behind this reform is that, as you may know, contributing to pension plans are typically tax deductible. If you are a high earner, then pension plans can be beneficial for you because they will provide you with a tax-efficient way to save for your retirement. Since you are a high earner, that means you will contribute more of your salary. Then you will save more for your retirement income because your taxable income will be reduced. Now, by reducing pension benefits for high earners, money can be saved and that can be used to fund other areas of the pension system, such as increasing benefits for lower income earners or improving the long-term sustainability of the pension system. After all, a pension is a social support system. It is not meant to make someone rich. It should not be seen as an investment plan where the government will help you double your wealth and make you rich. And the fifth and last point is increasing public awareness about the importance of pension planning and the need for individuals to save for retirement that can help reduce the burden on the pension system and improve its long-term sustainability. If more and more young people who join the workforce, if they start saving for their retirement right from an early age, this will keep replenishing the pension fund pool And it will not be a burden on the government to support the pension system, and it will help in its long-term sustainability. So these are some measures that a government can adopt or implement. In fact, in many countries, government is already doing it to ensure the long-term sustainability of the pension system. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.